What took Dollar Shave Club from nothing to a $1 billion Unilever acquisition in just 5 years? Keep listening to find out. Welcome to the Unified Brand Podcast, brought to you by Elements Brand Management, a weekly brand building and brand strategy podcast to help you unlock your brand's potential, stand out from the competition, and create impact. There are not many brands that can boast a $1 billion acquisition in just 5 years, or 12,000 product subscription signups, along with 20 million YouTube views in just 48 hours. But this is what Dollar Shave Club achieved in 2011 to 2016. So how did they do it? Well, before we get into that, let's look at how it all started. So the idea for Dollar Shave Club originated in 2010 at a Christmas party and a conversation between future CEO Michael Dubin, who was an improv comedian and marketer, and one of his father's friends who'd recently acquired 250,000 razors and was unsure how he could get rid of them. It was from this challenge that Dubin came up with the idea of removing the hassle and expense from buying razor blades and instead produced a subscription model where the razor blades would be shipped directly to your door when you needed them on a monthly basis. Now, this is where that infamous launch video comes in. So with Dubin's background in improv comedy and as a marketer, he put together a launch video that hit all the right notes. So how can you use brand storytelling to build your brand? Well, firstly, create something unique. We have more opportunity now than ever before to reach bigger audiences through mediums like social media. And while this is great for business, the only issue is that there's more content being produced by more people, so the competition is quite fierce. And on a daily basis, there is a lot of content being produced. So you need to stand out from all of that noise. I think as memorable and impactful as Dollar Shave Club did, you need to create something unique, fresh, that's in your brand voice, but something that cuts through that noise. Be unique and celebrate what makes you individual as a brand. Embrace the narrative. So narrative transportation is what happens when we watch films or read a story that we get engrossed in, and we identify with certain characters and we end up feeling as though we are those characters, so we see it from their point of view. And sometimes we can actually experience some of the emotions they are on screen just by watching them go through a journey or go through a story. It also has the effect of making us forget time. So actually you lose track of time when you are engrossed in a story or watching a film. And it also makes us put our lives on hold. So we forget about our lives because we are experiencing something through a different medium. So if you can use storytelling to take your audience on a journey like Dollar Shave Club did with their launch video, you increase memorability, you increase word of mouth referrals, and you create a real connection with your audience. Create conflict and identify the villain. So Dollar Shave Club has a villain in their story, and they identify that as the traditional shaving industry, so how that has been for a long time, and also its figurehead in Gillette. They use this to position themselves away from the rest of the industry, positioning that as the villain of their story. And they focus their marketing on the misgivings of that industry and use messaging to explain what their position is. Now, this gives them a cause. They are fighting on behalf of us, the consumer, against that industry, which sets it up like an underdog story. And it makes us, as the consumer, want to get behind them and root for them in the pursuit of their ultimate goal, which is overthrowing that industry and bringing out this new model. So what is the villain of your brand that you can rally against for the sake of your audience? Utilize world building. The most successful stories, films, games, and marketing campaigns spend time developing the world that the characters and the story exist in. I had a conversation recently with Gavin McMahon of Fast Forward, and he explained this idea of world building to me, and it absolutely blew my mind. The idea that most businesses, when it comes to marketing or branding or anything to do with business, do not do the world building aspect of the story they're trying to create. So they focus on the story, which is the central theme of the whole idea, but they don't build the world that that story lives in. In that successful Dollar Shave Club launch video, they built a world that that story existed in. You had the backdrop of an underdog's warehouse and office, a small organization going up against the big dogs. You also had an employee that was one employee that was working with the owner. They built a whole world for this story to exist in. And because of that, it makes the story more believable and draws you in. World building and storytelling can help to take people on narrative transportation quicker because it develops the scene that the story lives in and it gives it more meaning and more context. How can you build a world that your brand lives in? What are the stakes? Who is the villain? And how can you elaborate on the problem your audience has?
We've just put together a weekly brand tip video series, which is designed to help you to unlock your brand's potential and stand out from the competition. And if you're interested, if you just go to elementsbrandmanagement, all one word, .co.uk/weekly-brand-tips, sign up and you'll be delivered a 3 to 5 minute video a week straight to your inbox. I'll put a link in the show notes if you're interested. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to receive more, you can subscribe in all the usual places. We're talking iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. Please, if you get a chance, rate and review. It helps the podcast to kind of get a bit more visibility and allows us to keep on producing these podcasts. Have a great week. Catch up soon. Keep those brands unified.